He got the job this past June, but doesn't officially start until the 2015 season. British conductor Michael Francis is the new music director of the Florida Orchestra. You won't have to wait too long to hear his work. He'll take the podium this weekend for a series of concerts featuring the works of British composer Edward Elgar. WSF's Susan Giles Wontuck caught up with Francis, who explains just what English music is to him.
You've heard this song. Anyone who's ever graduated from any school in the U.S. knows it. It's the Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1 by Edward Elgar. But in England, it's called by a different name, Land of Hope and Glory. This version is sung by English soccer fans and at the famed BBC Proms concerts in London. The Florida Orchestra's new music director, Michael Francis, says, ironically, Elgar hated the words that someone else tacked onto his music after the fact.
Land of Hope and Glory. He found it bombastic and rather too empire crazy, really, and he wasn't in favor of that. He was a far more private man, and one, actually, who was not wanting to have the tub-thumping patriotism that sort of became endowed upon him by lyricists afterwards.
Elgar is certainly one of the defining composers of English classical music, but just what makes it English music?
There is a certain pastoral quality. I would say if I was to define one thing, it would be that. If you think of Vaughan Williams, Butterworth, and Elgar, a lot of his music has this sense of almost like a Constable painting, that we're aware of the landscape, we're aware of the terroir of what is going on.
And Francis says, it turns out, Elgar, whose best-known work may be the Enigma Variations, was something of an enigma himself. In pictures, he looked proud, very English, and reserved.
But in fact, he was a man of tremendous psychological complexity. In some ways, you could almost describe him as virtually bipolar, in the sense that one day he would be so happy, so joyous, such fun. He had a great sense of humor and could be the life and soul of the party. And the next day wake up and feel virtually suicidal, think himself completely useless and could never write a note of music.
All of that comes out in his Symphony No. 1. This is a work Francis will direct the Florida Orchestra in this weekend.
And this dichotomy you hear all the way through the piece, beginning in the key of A-flat major, with this great theme of hope. But then the Allegro comes. Fast section soon after this slow introduction, and it's in D. Now, the relevance of that is that A flat and D are a tritone apart. Now, this interval is a discordant interval, which was traditionally known as diabolos in musica, the devil's tone. And it shows one of sort of the opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of the harmony. And so the opening section being one of hope, and then the Allegro going straight into this troubled nature. And you feel all the way through the piece that he's balancing this inner turmoil.
The concert that features Elgar and American composer Samuel Barber's violin concerto marks Francis's first time conducting the Florida Orchestra since having been named its music director. Susan Giles Wontuck, WUSF 89.7 News.
Michael Francis conducts the Florida Orchestra Friday in Tampa, Saturday in St. Petersburg, and Sunday in Clearwater.